WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Domestic issues dominated the discussion at last night's town hall meeting hosted by Congressman Bill Flores in Bryan.
Responding to a couple of questions about immigration reform, Flores called on a comprehensive set of solutions that included multiple forms of work visas that did not harm the American labor force.
You might need an ag visa so that those folks that do ag labor can come in and work for the farmers who need help here. We've got hotels here in town that pay folks $10, $11 an hour, but they can't get enough help. And so maybe you have a hospitality basis.
Flores does not expect Obamacare to return to the U.S. Supreme Court. He expects Washington to hear from Americans as they start receiving health insurance applications in the mail and those who start feeling the impact of new taxes. He also says funding's been restored to members of the military taking college classes, which had been cut by sequestration. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There have been ripple effects from last weekend's murders of the Kaufman County District Attorney and his wife. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk has been among those in conversations about how to address local concerns.
Personally, I've talked with Jarvis Parsons, the DA, and we're on the same page and have discussed things that we can do right now to help alleviate some concerns, and then where we need to go if we have a directed threat or if things need to be stepped up.
Kirk says those who visit the courthouse won't see any visible changes in how they address security unless there is a directed threat. And the city of College Station plans to spend $24 million during the next 10 years in the recently annexed Welburn community. Future development regulations will be considered at tomorrow's College Station Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The proposal, introduced at last week's city council meeting by staff planner Matt Robinson, includes 10 land use designations.
They vary from 1 acre, 2 acre, 3 acre plus single family, to also include a small-scale commercial, business park, institutional public, and then the yellow tract that I had highlighted earlier, which is the Welburn Restricted Suburban, 20,000 square foot single family, clustered down to 8,000 square foot with some opportunity for commercial along 2154.
More than 20 meetings have been held since Welburn was annexed a year and a half ago. The City Council considers final action at its meeting on April 25th. More information is available on our website at WTAW.com. And if you know any children whose parents have or have had cancer, A&M students working with Camp Kasem want to bring a little magic to their lives. In fact, fundraising coordinator and counselor Chris Hensley says Kasem is the Hebrew word for magic.
They get the chance to really be kids and kind of escape whatever stresses might be going on in their home lives. They get to go through different sports games and other outdoor activities, as well as like arts and crafts. They just get to interact with other kids their age that they've seen at camp before and truly have fun and be kids.
The camp is free for the families and completely funded by student volunteers and fundraising events. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the camp's webpage. And drug screening the neediest Texans is being debated at the Capitol. State Rep. Debbie Riddle's bill calls for drug screening all TANF recipients, or those receiving temporary assistance for needy families.
We want to make sure that children have every opportunity to succeed and be reared in a home with drug-free guardians or parents.
Calling for drug testing certain unemployment recipients for benefits is scheduled for a committee vote later today. And a correction to the time of this morning's court hearing regarding the proposed landfill west of College Station. The hearing will begin at 10 this morning in downtown Bryan at the County Commission's meeting room located in the County Administration Building. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And in this business, the work is never done. Chevrolet has challenged us to sell 150 new cars in April. 150? The only way we can meet that number is to start the month with prices no other dealers can touch.
You said it, Bubba. Hi, this is Tim Light, and we're offering hundreds in additional savings to get you into the car or truck you want today. It's our fast start sell-off this Friday and Saturday.
To reach our objective, we've priced 45 of our best-selling cars and trucks with the absolute best values of the year. Today through Saturday, nothing held back.
New Chevy Silverado, Malibu, Cruze, Equinox, our best-selling vehicles, now with easier financing terms so you can get approved today.
Anybody can say they sell for less. Only one dealer can back it up. Tom Light Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in the Brazos Valley. Number one for low prices every day.
Tom Light Chevrolet, your Texas best Chevy dealer. North Earl Rudder Freeway or find new roads at tomlight.com.
612, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Storm system will be pulling slowly out of the state over the next 24 hours. Clouds and some leftover showers today, 60 to 65. There's the chance of a couple of showers tonight. We're going to be near 50. During the day tomorrow, it's going to become partly sunny and highs will be near 60. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 50 degrees. High pressure settles in across the area on Friday. Friday looks very nice. Lots of sun, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. In a game that went well past midnight, the Aggies weathered well against UTSA. Thank you.
Scott.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at Scott laughing at that.
Yeah, that humor.
Our favorite Baylor Bear, Brittany, our second favorite Baylor Bear, Brittany Griner, may be playing.
Thanks.
It may be playing in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. Great.
She's a wonderful lady.
Yeah, I'm sure she
really is.
Yeah,
she does a lot of good things.
Yeah.
And finally, Yu Darvish.
Well.
No hitter.
What is you on first?
No.
Yeah.
Perfect game.
Really?
Ninth inning.
Yeah.
Two outs.
Yeah.
What happened?
He didn't, huh?
You'll have to find out coming up at 6:50.
All right. Okay.
Have you ever seen that little commercial? It's copying the old Abbott and Costello. Who's on first? And so and so's on third, but it's talking about you's on first. It's funny.
No.
Anyway, never mind.
It's a pretty funny bit. Hey, all the rain is pretty much out of here. It's offshore. I don't figure many of y'all will be traveling there today. But just going through the Golden Triangle and passing through out of Texas. A little bit between Waco and Dallas-Fort Worth. For our part, maybe some little misties out there. But that's okay. We got some rain last night.
Very windy when I was driving in.
Yeah, no, that was interesting. That happened. That started up last night.
When I got to work, the parking lot wasn't flooded, but it was on the way there.
Oh, Kat, you haven't gotten to... You really, really haven't gotten to see the parking lot flooded
No,
yet.
I've been here... Some mornings when it's raining real hard in the middle of the night, it was like it probably would have washed out the bottom of my 4Runner.
Uh-huh,
just, 4 feet deep of water in that bayou or whatever it is.
It's fun. We'll call it a slough. How's that?
I don't know.
That's about right.
Yeah, I've got a concrete.
A slough of despond.
No, it's a slough. No, that's just, that's a body of water. That is.
All right, so, you ready for a wacky, silly, dumb story?
Oh, sure.
Take 2 seconds.
Why not? Yeah.
Under the headline of Kids Say the Darndest Thing.
Okay.
We're going over spelling words last night.
Okay.
One of her words is shave.
Okay.
So I'm giving her her mock spelling test, and Dad doesn't like to shave his face.
Okay.
And then out of the blue, and Lord knows where she got it, she goes, but Daddy doesn't shave his back.
Good.
It's going to be a good morning!
Yeah,
wow.
Like, thanks, kid.
Yeah. Info.
Mission.
What you don't know is yesterday in class, the teacher said, somebody used that in a sentence, and she did. Yeah. Panic, awe, and disgust in the face of like 14 kids. Huh? What? Where'd that come from?
And the teacher's laughing like a maniac.
Oh, look, it worked so well in rehearsal. Well, wait. Okay, let's see.
We rehearsed?
I had no idea there was such a thing as rehearsal.
Well, I know. Okay. All right. So, anyway, and the teachers... Go ahead. And the teachers... You have to repeat your
line. Repeat the last
you have to
line?
Repeat our line, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah. And the teacher was laughing like a maniac.
This is no April Fool's sale.
There we go.
Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center inviting you to our annual tent sale, April 5th and 6th. We'll have factory reps on hand, refreshments, and great deals on all our Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler Zero Turn mowers. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a Zero Turn Rider from Kairos Trucks. Come take a test drive and take advantage of the great prices and financing available during our tent sale. Come see us Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th at Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
What TV shows does she watch? I mean, I'm just saying, but where do we get Shave Your Back?
It was just out of the blue.
Yes, I can tell. I know. Wow. All right, here we go. It's 6:17, and it's Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day.
Really? Well, we're set.
Well, yeah, we're fine. I can't imagine that there are many people who have that option, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you get it. You get
we have fun. We get to laugh, but there are a lot of people who don't. Well, anyway, if you get a chance, that's fine. Find a rainbow day. This may be a good day to do that here.
Okay.
And I don't know what this means, but it's World Party Day.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like a fun day all around.
Oh, yeah. All right. So for birthdays.
Amanda Bynes is 27 years old. She's been on a lot of WB stuff, and she was also in Hairspray, remake.
She's a troubled person. Is that right?
She can be.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, she can be.
She's had a little problem.
She has less problems than a lot of those Disney girl children.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely true. Jenny Garth is 41, who played Amanda Bynes' sister.
Well,
what I
are.
Like about you.
Uh-huh.
She's also in the new Beverly Hills 90210. Leona Lewis, who I actually like a lot. British singer. She's 28. Kobe Smulders is 31 on How I Met Your Mother. She plays Robin. Adam Scott is 40 from Parks and Rec. He plays Ben. Mm-hmm. Sebastian Bach, and not Johan, but the guy from Skid Row, is 45. Possibly the worst actor making more money than anybody else. Eddie Murphy's 52.
Isn't that true?
Wow. David Hyde Pierce, who is a good actor and terribly funny
guy,
is a 54.
Where is he now, though? I mean, of course, we saw him on Frasier, I guess, for a long time, and I guess he's doing other
stuff. I don't know. He was in a movie called The Perfect Host.
Oh, okay. Well,
but other than that, I don't really see much. Yeah. Alec Baldwin is 55.
Man, I can't, you know, this guy is so talented.
And such a jerk.
Can't agree with his politics at all, but, you know, yeah. Anyway.
Tony Orlando, sans Dawn, is 69.
Really?
Wayne Newton is 71.
Yeah. Living on that ranch that he doesn't own anymore,
true.
Something like
He's just renting it.
Yep.
Billy Joe Royale.
Yeah, down in the boondocks and little else.
Yeah, that was his biggest hit, 71. And Doris Day today is 89 years old.
Well.
Still alive.
Yep.
Yeah. She's a real, I think, advocate for animals, animal rights.
Yeah, she has a ranch like Tippi Hedren does, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there you go. And Peekaboo Street.
Skier.
Why would anybody name their child that? I mean, have you got an idea?
There are a hippies. Lot of nuts people.
They are hippies.
That's probably right.
Introducing
yep.
the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
How is it that Stockton, California, according to reports, is now officially declaring bankruptcy? By the way, Riverside and a bunch of other smaller towns in California, same thing has gone on there. Now, it's important to know about these consequences, but you got to understand there's a bigger picture here. California, with all their liberal policies, this, if you look at Sacramento and the bureaucracy, which is the equivalent of Albany, which is the equivalent of Washington, D.C., you've got the same story, and that is that these Democrats, they overspend. They take on massive debt, massive deficits. They build the bureaucracy, and it's all for their own power.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Call 800-606-LEAD. 800-606-LEAD. 800-606-LEAD.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's 4 locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis, or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Are you ready for a new iPhone? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple is preparing for at least one new iPhone. The Wall Street Journal says production of a refreshed iPhone that's very similar in size and shape to the current model will begin by the end of June. A less expensive version could be launched in the second half of the year. A decision by the Securities and Exchange Commission is likely to change the way corporations communicate with investors. The SEC says postings on social media sites are as acceptable as news releases for getting out market-moving information, but companies must be sure investors know in advance which outlets will be used. And robocalls could one day be just an unpleasant memory. The Federal Trade Commission has awarded 2 cash prizes to individuals who came up with ideas for blocking illegal sales calls. The winners came up with different ways to analyze and filter calls to make sure those that are placed by computers don't get through. Stock market futures are a little higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just 2 of the 7 acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
3-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs 7 talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
2 nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Did you know that your local public health department prevents disease and promotes healthy lifestyles every day in Brazos County? I'm City Councilman Richard Cortez. Celebrate National Public Health Week, April the 1st through the 7th, to help make our community the healthiest in the nation and find out how you can take preventative measures in your families, neighborhoods, workplaces, and schools to live longer and healthier lives. A big thanks to our local Brazos County Health Department staff, and happy Public Health Week. For more information, visit brazoshealth.org. A healthier community begins today.
Good morning. It's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms possible before 8 o'clock this morning, but it really looks like they've moved out of the area. So what we had, we had. And, again, we had some winds this morning as well. High temperature today, the high, 66. Northeast winds about 10 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a 50% chance of showers maybe popping up again tonight with north winds around 15 and a 50% chance of showers as it stands now on Thursday with a high of 62. Friday, nearly ideal at 72, and Saturday and Sunday the same, up near 80 degrees. So enjoy that. And right now we've got winds from the northwest at 14, gusting to 24, 93% relative humidity. Still a little bit of fog, maybe a little bit of light shower activity, just kind of mist, I guess, in the air, we'd say. And we've got 58 degrees.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and StateLaw.com.
How successful you are or will be has a lot to do with the people you hang out with. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
One huge difference between wealthy people and middle-class people is the way they look at negotiation. Many middle-class people love the idea of a win-win.
Almost everyone who has a real background in negotiation says win-win is a possibility, but only if you're willing to cut it off if your minimum needs are not being met.
Lewis Schiff, author of the book Business Brilliant.
The middle class are much less willing to walk away from a deal if it doesn't sound good. They feel like they've put the time in, they feel like they'll be embarrassed, and they stay with bad deals. Whereas the self-made wealthy are prepared to walk away.
Another important key to being wealthy is to hang out with people who are more successful than you are.
The problem is, again, people don't like to be the least successful person in the room. If you want to be around people who will help you raise your game, you're going to have to accept your subordinate position in the food chain and realize that that's actually a big advantage.
Because people become more like the people they hang out with.
If you're an athlete, you want to spend time with great athletes. But conversely, if you're a smoker who doesn't like to go to the gym, it's much more comfortable to spend time with other smokers who don't like to go to the gym. We know that if that person actually spends more time with gym rats, they're much more likely to go to the gym. So the idea of circulating with, of putting yourself in a crowd of successful people, as magical as it seems, it literally transfers through osmosis down to you.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A correction to the time of this morning's court hearing regarding the proposed landfill west of College Station. The hearing will begin at 10 this morning in downtown Bryan at the County Commission's meeting room located in the County Administration Building. A group of Aggie students are working hard to provide a completely free week of camp for kids affected by parents with cancer. Fundraising coordinator Chris Hensley says community support is vital to run Camp Kesem.
College students like myself volunteer to fundraise throughout the entire academic year. And so other ways that people can get involved is they can donate to our organization to help put on the camp, as well as come to some of our different events. We have some events on campus, and one of our bigger events this semester is actually in Houston. Coming up this weekend, we have a Make the Magic event.
Hensley says Make the Magic is a brunch and silent auction where parents and campers will share their experiences. For more details or to register for camp, you can find a link on our website at WTAW.com. More than 1 year and more than 20 meetings in the making, Welburn area residents and the City of College Station have reached a proposed agreement on future land use regulations.
So from where we started and where we ended, it's been a very, very positive process. And obviously there was some compromise through all these meetings.
Staff planner Matt Robinson says the plan includes the size of residential lots and homes.
Generally on the west side of the railroad tracks, you're going to have your lower density, so 3 acres, 1 acre, 2 acres. On the east side, you're going to have a little bit more opportunity for moderate density.
On our website at WTAW.com is the 61-page proposal calling for the city to spend $24 million over the next 10 years. The Planning and Zoning Commission will take up the plan tomorrow, then it will go to the City Council on April 25th. Recent international events were brought up last night during Congressman Bill Flores' town hall meeting in Bryan.
Flores addressed recent threats made by North Korea's president, who he described as crazy, nuts, and really dangerous with the missiles and nuclear program that country has.
I worry about this young man that's the leader of North Korea. I worry about what he's trying to do to motivate his, to win the hearts and minds of his citizens, and then also show how he's the bully in the world.
Asked about a United Nations treaty to regulate the global arms trade, Flores doesn't think the Senate will ratify it, adding if the Senate did do something stupid and ratify it, we'll be trying to undo that in the House as quick as we can. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County's sheriff and district attorney have been talking security since the murders of prosecutors in Kaufman County. Sheriff Chris Kirk says it brings to mind the risks of working in the criminal justice system.
Certainly very concerned about what's happening up there. Although it does appear to be localized, we're not going to take any chances until we know for sure that it is something that's just particular to that area, or if it's a group that might reach out and create some havoc elsewhere in the state.
Kirk says he and Jarvis Parsons are on the same page to alleviate current concerns, as well as what will be done if there is a directed threat. And every living and former president will be in Dallas later this month for the opening of former President George W. Bush's Presidential Library at SMU. The White House says President Barack Obama and the First Lady will attend, and political analyst John Weakley says the president doesn't have to come to these things.
Obviously, the Bush Center and Library invited him and Mrs. Obama, and I think it's a tribute to President Bush if the president and First Lady show up.
He says it will also be a good chance for the president to do some fundraising. The event will be held April 25th, and it will open to the public on May 1st. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care.
And that is the St. Joseph difference.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
636, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 779-2... Huh? Say what? Is that about 775-2929, 7752-WAY?
We have a large area of high pressure, which will build in by the time we get to Friday. This morning, we're dealing with a departing low and the leftover showers behind it. Scattered showers are a possibility, especially this morning. Highs today, 60 to 65. Any showers will end tonight, 50. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny, cool, only 60. Clear near 50 tomorrow night. It's going to be mostly sunny, milder Friday. Highs on Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
He comes slowly set and delivers. Backdoor slider, strike three call. Number 14 in the strikeout column for Darvish. 12 of them on sliders.
Now, to quote Get Smart, missed by that much. Pretty much the no-hitter for you, Darvish. We'll cover that for you in a little bit. Also, Aggies weathered the storm last night in baseball, both literally and figuratively. Plus, Kelsey Bones got a press conference to determine whether she's going pro or staying at A&M. All coming up with your sports in about 12 minutes or so.
Was there a delay in the baseball game last night? Do you know how long it was? Anything?
About 3 hours.
Man, see, that's, you know, late playing.
And
right
who are they playing?
They played UTSA.
UTSA?
UTSA.
Because, I mean, UTSA could have been home by the time they started up again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Without question.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, at what point do you just go...
Yeah, but who wants to go back to San Antonio?
Oh, no, San Antonio's all right. I'm just saying the whole idea, if that's where you go to school. But, I mean, you know, I'm just, it's raining, you know.
And at that point, it was raining a lot.
Yeah, it was. It was raining a lot out there. So, interesting. But, so the Aggies win, so that's good. For San Antonio, they got to stay and lose, huh? How much fun could
Yeah, that's just uncool all the way around. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't even going to mention this, but after the story that Kat did about the president gracing us with his presence at the opening of the George Bush Center. Oh, my God. Are we all just, can you not hear angels singing this morning that Barack Obama is going to lower himself to actually come to Texas to be at the opening of the library of somebody else who held the office, even though they were not nearly as wonderful as he
well,
is
no, wait a minute.
As being our current president.
There's another way to look at this, and I think you may be approaching this the wrong way.
Okay.
Barack Obama has proven, if nothing else, to be a master at not doing anything.
Oh, yeah.
So this is one more excuse for him not to be at the White House. He was just looking at it as, you know, hey, and while I'm there, I can probably play golf.
Well, don't worry too much about his health. I'm sure as soon as Air Force One leaves Texas, he's going to wipe his feet as hard as he can on the first rug he comes to.
Well, and I think you said the guy who you had quoted there that he'll also take
it's
the opportunity to raise
opportunity.
Some money. God, what? Anyway, as having been one who went to the opening of a presidential library, you know, Bill Clinton came here. He was gracious. He was honoring a former president. I mean, there's a collegial feel. I mean, there aren't a lot of people who've done this job, okay? Just because you're not in the same political party, oh, they're going to honor us with their presence here in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty well disgusting. I'm so glad they're going to be able to be there.
If Chuck Norris isn't there, I don't care who else is there.
Chuck's not going to be there, I don't think. You think he is? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, why don't you check with him? You see, I mean, just knock on the door. Anyway, I mean, the way that they wrote the story, in fact, the way they wrote... Hello? Hello? Yeah. Oh, good. Now we're having phone trouble on top of everything else.
That was one thing I didn't screw up while you were gone. Just want to highlight that.
No, that was working. I think they were just quiet. Anyway, now here's the way it was written here. Word broke yesterday
that President Obama will join former Presidents Carter, Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush on April 25th. Word broke. Did we have a Fox News alert that he was going to be actually in Texas?
They might have done that.
Last time all five met was in January of 2009, before Obama was sworn in a meeting and a lunch hosted by Bush in the Oval Office for the members who are, of course, the world's most exclusive club. Nancy.
Let's
Nancy
just hope Bush won't throw up while he's
hello.
There.
Well, Bill Clinton proved when he was here for the Bush library opening, he can be in a not-quite-so-receptive crowd and still generate a lot of goodwill, if you remember that. That line about the sun is shining on Aguilar today, and he gets that big old whoop, and then he gets the startled look on his face and then realizes that he's got the ability to connect with the crowd that way.
Yeah, he does. And I've commented before, it is hard to put into words, as he was president of the United States, what he could do to a crowd. But it was palpable. I mean, this guy stood up and had a presence that's really not like anybody I've ever been around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, my dad says that he oozes charisma.
He does. He just does. And as he said, you know, he was smart. You know, he said, you know, Texas A&M on the very first thing that he said. And, man, he had him after that.
I think it's because he's from Arkansas. Think about it. Everyone you know from Arkansas, everybody loves them.
No. But that's fine.
I mean, Bill Clinton, Ben Downs, everybody's favorite people.
Okay, that's two.
You ever been to an Arkansas sporting event?
Yeah, you'll find a reason to not.
You want to talk about rude.
But anyway, I truly believe just the way that this man speaks, I will be very surprised if he is able to capture the crowd and hold them. But Obama, when he comes to speak
I wouldn't be at all surprised if he said something that was a bit snarky.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. Which
Hello.
Is horrible.
Yeah,
hey, Kat, that's mostly family members, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I think I pretty well took care of that.
Hey, brother, cousin, how are you?
Yeah. So, speaking of the president, he's unveiled a major federal project to map out the human brain.
Oh, yeah, for like $100 million.
Yeah, well, matter of fact, this has been compared to the Human Genome Project, and... the idea is it could help to fight Alzheimer's and epilepsy and other brain diseases.
What I want to know is, are they mapping men and women's brains separately? I mean, come on. Are you really going to figure out a woman's brain? Is that going to happen?
Well, the thing is...
Did it take longer?
Well, and that's the thing, is the time would be evenly divided, but there's no reason to. You can do a guy's brain in about 43 seconds, and then you'll spend the rest of the time trying to figure out the female brain. So it'll be all right.
Girls, food, beer.
Well, that's it. Nothing
Not else? Necessarily in that order.
It just depends on what time of day it is.
Oh, my God.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel plans to reimburse the government for 14 days of pay as his show of solidarity with other civilian Pentagon employees who are losing the same amount of pay due to the sequester cuts.
See, that's the problem. If you can give up 14 days of pay, you're making too much money.
Yeah. Well, the Chuckster earns about $200K a year. Plus, he gets a chance to travel free on jets and stuff. And, you know, he got a pretty nice office and all that kind of stuff going on. Anyway, as a political employee, Hagel is exempt from the federal budget cuts. Well, of course, we wouldn't want that to happen, would we? We wouldn't. So now, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama... And exactly, and the snarkiness that we might hear from him as he speaks at the Bush Presidential Center. One of the things that you're supposed to do is be a team player in politics. That is, you want to go out and raise money for your party, your team, so that they can gain new seats in Congress or maybe continue to hold on to the White House. I mean, that's kind of an unwritten rule to do that. Now, quite honestly, 43 didn't do that. I mean, he did not try to pass the torch, if you will.
No, he just backed out.
He did. And by the time he was coming out of office, a lot of Republicans didn't want him campaigning for him anyway. But such is not the case necessarily for Barack Hussein Obama. But we find out that there are reports that apparently some grumbling among the party ranks in that the president's supporters have formed a new group dubbed Organizing for Action that will focus on his political agenda and not on electing or reelecting Democrat candidates. There is word, in fact, that the new operation will not share money, resources, or the Obama email list with the Democrat National Committee.
Really?
Or campaign committees that help elect members of Congress, governors, and legislators.
I think this guy thinks he's king.
Man, you're exactly right. I mean, they're going to keep the database to themselves. They're not going to share that with people of their own party.
And how long till we start hearing Michelle in 16?
Oh, listen, yeah, I mean, you're dead on right there. You're dead on right there. Or 20, I'm not sure,
yeah.
But they do. They want to keep their stuff. National Rifle Association sticking to their guns, arguing that the best way to stop school shootings is to arm the staff of the school. The gun lobby group has unveiled a 225-page report, did so yesterday, detailing their what they're calling school shield program, which includes arming at least one staff member with anything from sidearms to shotguns to AR-15s. Whoa! You can't really tuck that away in a desk drawer, you know what I'm saying?
Actually, you can.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you break it down, right?
They have them now where it's basically like a machine pistol with a retractable sock.
Just put it next to your legs.
Thinking about the Chuck Hagel story, can we get Obama to return 14 days of his salary?
Boy, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? Well, actually, what we ought to do is every day that he's not in D.C.
Scott.
I know. He wouldn't be able to survive, would he? Yeah, anyway.
You know, I work for a company for almost 15 years and had a month's vacation. It took that long.
Yeah.
How many has he taken already?
Oh, yeah. Well, again, if he's not there, he's not doing anything.
Well, I imagine it is a pretty stressful job.
Oh, sure it is. Once again.
Not when you're not doing it.
That's right. Mark Sanford, remember him? Mark Sanford, who did the longest apology in political history.
Oh, because he was out dirty legging.
That's right. He was down in South America and all that kind of stuff. Well, he, once again, is running for office. He easily won the Republican runoff for a congressional seat in South Carolina, which means the former governor and congressman will face Elizabeth Colbert Bush, who is the sister of Colbert is his name, but he does go Colbert. Yeah, in the general election 5 weeks from now. Now, I kind of like the idea that you've got the primary, then 5 weeks later, you've got the general election.
I like that, too.
You get it in and out and over. I don't know. The radio and TV stations may not like it because you don't make enough money off of it, but I kind of like that. But, yeah, there you go. Sanford, once again, understanding that as long as you are breathing, you do have political life.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction. And to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead. Make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, and condition. So you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Sierra truck in stock. And get 2 years, 24,000 miles scheduled maintenance. Plus, get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. Plus TTL and fees with approved credit, 0 APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 6th, it's Garden Pest Management. Many products, many options, and timing is important. Come learn about them all at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're in the market for summertime shade in upcoming years, you need to put your trees on their best behavior starting right now. We're going to outline steps you'd follow to get the most shade tree for your time, money, and effort. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. If you're trying to get the most out of your shade trees, start with quality trees. Avoid the fast-growing types that don't have real staying power. Insects, diseases, ice, and wind all take their tolls on fruitless mulberries, silver maples, sycamores, cottonwoods, willows, and the other fast growers. Concentrate instead on oaks, pecans, cedar elms, Chinese pistachios, magnolias, and the other trees that grow at a moderate clip and that will last for 75 to 200 years. New trees can be planted at any season of the year. Container-grown specimens have all their roots intact, so they hardly know they've been planted. There's almost no setback or transplant shock. Bald and burlap trees do suffer some root loss and transplant shock, but they can be cured by holding them in the nursery for a few weeks or months until they begin to adjust. Cured trees can also be planted at any time of the year. The best time to plant trees? Well, spring works, but you're going to have to be diligent about hand-watering them every 3 or 4 days during the summertime. Fall is also a very good time to plant trees. Train your young trees carefully. Plant them at the same depth at which they were growing in the nursery. Be sure their trunks are vertical. If any tree's trunk isn't upright, you'll need to dig and reset that tree. Merely staking it into a vertical position won't be permanent. Wrap young trees' trunks with paper tree wrap to keep borers out, also to prevent sun scald. If you do decide to stake and guy your new tree until it becomes firmly rooted, be sure you use at least 3 stakes, one of them on the south side of the trunk, to brace against the prevailing southern winds in the summer. You'll have pruning to do as you train your young trees. Trunks will thicken up much more quickly if some of the side shoots are left on the plant. With pecans, we refer to it as trashy trunk, and it's the process by which we leave 4 to 6 inch long stubble along the trunks. The foliage on the stubble contributes to the nourishment of the trunk. Once the trunk is stout and strong, usually after 2 or 3 years, you can remove the trashy branches, leaving the lowest branches where you'd ultimately like them to be. This same process works wonderfully on live oaks. Don't remove the lower limbs until the tree's trunk is stout and thick. Fertilize your new trees with a root stimulator monthly their first year in the landscape. Container-grown trees will be ready for normal feedings after a month or two. Oh, and one other thing is very important. You want to use paper tree wrap on the trunks of new red oaks and also on chinquapin oak and on Chinese pistachios to prevent sun scald and borer invasion. I'm Neil Sperry. Espaliers will be the subject of our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. In a game that went past midnight, the Aggies weathered a 3-hour, 12-minute rain delay and the Roadrunners' advantage due in part to a couple of errors that the Aggies had in the first inning. They gave UTSA a 3-run lead at the top. The Aggs bounced back after the delay and recorded an 11-4 win over UTSA at Olsen. The Aggies continue their 8-game homestand with a 3-game set against SEC foe Auburn. That starts Friday. First pitch is set for 6:35, and all the action is here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban would be willing to give Baylor women's star Brittany Griner the opportunity to prove she could play in the NBA. Cuban said he would consider selecting Griner, the 6'8", three-time All-American and Big 12 Player of the Year, in the second round of the NBA draft. The Mavs don't draft, if they don't draft her, Cuban said he would, quote, have no problem whatsoever inviting Griner to try out for a spot on Dallas's summer league team. In a somewhat related note, and just named for the third-team All-American herself, Kelsey Bone and Coach Blair will hold a press conference later today at 11 o'clock this morning to discuss the junior's intention concerning whether to stay at A&M or whether to turn pro.
Cross-court kid into the corner, Anthony, pull up three. It's good. Season high from Anthony. He has been shooting darts tonight. 47 points.
He comes slowly set and...
Carmelo Anthony tied his career best with 50 in the Knicks' 102-90 win over the Miami Heat. That gave the Knickerbockers a 3-1 win in the season series between the Eastern Conference heavyweights. In a game that has playoff ramifications, Kobe Bryant had 23, 11, and 11 for a triple-double in the Lakers' 101-81 victory over the Mavs. Here's Kobe on the Lakers' run through the playoffs.
A lot of commitment, man. It's just, it was a 24-7 sacrifice, and yeah, I can't afford to take any days off.
He comes slowly set and delivers. Backdoor slider, strike three call. Number 14 in the strikeout column for Darvish. 12 of them on sliders.
Yu Darvish came within one out of a perfect game last night in the Texas Rangers 7-0 shutout of the Houston Astros. Darvish had 14 strikeouts before Marwin Gonzalez grounded a single back through the pitcher's legs in the bottom of the ninth. Here's Darvish through a translator following the heartbreaker.
I think my teammates were more disappointed than I was, even if I got the complete game today. You know, it's not going to translate to 305 wins. It's a win. Win's a win. So I think my teammates are a little bit more disappointed than I am.
Transferring now to the NIT, Pierre Jackson had 24 points and 10 assists last night as Baylor beat BYU 76-70 to reach the NIT title game. Corey Jefferson added 21, and Isaiah Austin added a double-double for the Bears. Baylor will face Iowa in the NIT championship game. The Dallas Stars dealt the 10th leading goal scorer in the NHL history, Jaromir Jagr, to the Boston Bruins. The deal was for two prospects and draft picks just 6 days after the Bruins thought they had obtained forward Jerome Iginla from the Calgary Flames, only to learn that Iginla had been traded to Pittsburgh. And finally this morning, junior Katie Razakova paced the Aggies attack and finished seventh individually. The Aggies stayed in seventh place at the SDSU Farms Invitational in Rancho Santa Fe, California. Razakova finished in the top 10 for the first time this season. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Want your dog to be a canine stein? Bring them to Waggy Pet Zone. They offer training classes for all experience levels. Sign your canine up for basic obedience, clicker, or agility training, and have a good time learning new skills alongside your best friend. Waggy Pet Zone also offers Puppy Pre-K, a completely free class open to any puppy under 14 weeks of age, and focuses on early socialization and training to get your pup started on the right paw. Let Waggy Pet Zone's canine behavior experts help you meet your training goals. Call 693-9663 or visit WaggyPetZone.com.
Those hot, humid Central Texas days are on the way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no obligation, in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
If you can help someone get a meal cooked, to help them put laundry in, you'd be amazed what little things you can do that can make a big difference for someone that can't do it on their own. You can absolutely use the skills that you've already got to make a big difference in the life of a senior. Caregiving is absolutely a great opportunity for people with backgrounds in volunteering. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, the shower's moving out of here now, and look for a high temperature today of about 66 degrees.